Hello, everybody who is listening. We will get to episode 51. 51? 61? 71? No. 81. Episode 81 of Whipsnap in just a second. But first, I just want to say, if you guys enjoy the podcast, tell your friends. If those friends like it, tell their grandmas and before they die so they can say, like, man, at least I listened to something fun. You know what I mean? I feel like old people don't listen to anything fun. Now's a good time to let them know what this podcast is all about. So spread the word, you know? Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your animals, tell the animals in the zoo, release them out of the zoo, and then tell them. Because then maybe they want to, like, go buy earphones at, like, Radio Shack or something. I don't know. I don't know what zebras are up to nowadays. But if you guys like this podcast, you know, spread it. That's all you can do at this point is just spread the word. Tell people you like it. If not, then it's okay. I'll live. This episode is featuring my friend Ellen, who has done an episode before. If you want to, you can go ahead and listen to that one first. Or if not, you can just enjoy this one. So without further ado and further adon't, I don't know if that made sense, but enjoy episode 81. All right. Testing. Okay. Welcome to episode 81 of Whipsnap again. I am doing a guest. I haven't done a guest in a while, mainly because I like talking to myself, but it gets a little crazy sometimes and people like look at you in your car and everyone's like, who are you talking to? And I'm talking to my phone, but now I'll be talking to a human being, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But this is my friend Ellen. I don't even know how to pronounce your last name.
No, that's so real. A lot of people don't.
Can we?
It's Hawkshurst.
Hawkshurst?
Hawkshurst.
Hawkshurst.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that?
It's German.
I knew it was German.
And it means hawk of the woods.
Is this something you want to tell us? Is anybody you're related to?
No, I swear.
We have different last names.
Yeah. No, it means hawk of the woods. And I always like hated my last name until my mom told me that in like the fourth grade.
Until your mom told you that you hate your last name. You need to hate your last name, by the way.
She told me it was hawk of the woods. And I was like, that's awesome.
Did you guys do anything in the woods? Are you a campy?
Yeah.
You do camp?
Super. I mean, that's where we met.
No, but like, do you do like, have you gone like, just like a campfire by yourself with friends and tents and shit?
Yeah, and people underestimate me too, because I like live in LA and I'm very like, I wear a lot of rings and jewelry and I feel like people think that I'm not. Do you know what
I mean? She wears earrings. She can't build a fire. I'll throw them in the fire.
I don't know. But I went camping with my friends, and...
When was this?
This was,
I want to say 2001, September 11th.
And we went camping, this was like 6 months ago, and I was with two guys, just me and two other guys.
Nice, dude. Yeah.
And nothing happened, nothing crazy happened, I like slept in my own tent, I was like...
Okay. Nice, dude.
Two high fives. I was like, you guys go over there. But... Yeah, we get there, and these are, like, film guys. Like, the reason that we went was to take photos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so they'll film as in photos, and not film as in, like, movies.
Well, they do both.
Okay.
They do both, but the one that I did go with was, like, he's obsessed with, like, film photos, which is epic. Like, good for him. But he was trying to start a fire, and I was like, you're doing it wrong. Because all of the wood was stacked on top of, like, flat. When you have to do like...
Oh, you had to do a tent.
Yeah.
See,
basic knowledge, and he just was not getting it.
Actually, that wasn't basic. I was just like, tents are involved. Tent has to be involved always, somehow.
Damn. I really overestimated you.
But no, you did say like, people overestimate you.
They underestimate.
Underestimate you. I think they do the same thing with me. I think that's actually my strength I have.
Mm-hmm.
How like, I present myself. I'm wearing sweats, gym shoes, and a fucking hoodie. And I feel like people underestimate me the way that I carry myself and the way that I talk, because I couldn't even say that. But even like a couple days ago, I did an open mic, and the guy who books shows, I came up to him, and I've been doing stand-up for like 8 years or so, and I went up to him. I was like, hey, I'm trying to book a show at your place. I'm plugged in your system of like comedians that can be booked. How do I, are there any shows available? And he answered it like I'm just like a starting out comedian. Like, he talked very down to me. He was just like,
Look, I've been getting this answer a lot. I mean, I've been getting this question a lot. Go onto the website or try to audition every Wednesday. But I'm like, but I auditioned like last year. He was like, do it again. I haven't seen you. A lot of comedians are doing it. But he was like talking like, in my mind, I'm like, you don't know what I can do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to audition Wednesday and then do this. Yeah. But in my mind, I have no like doubt that I'm going to get it. And then same with like, I can fix a tire.
Right. Oh, really?
Can you fix that?
I cannot do that.
Okay, you can build a fire. So
yeah, I can build a fire. That's what I can.
Well, if we ever go on a field trip and a tire
gets... just need us. That's yeah. all they need. We're the safety precaution. Just me and Greg. Hello, guys. Hey.
So did you actually build the fire
with the tent? Yeah, yeah. So then it was like the fire wasn't working. Oh, and also he was like...
Was there a switch you had to flip on?
I'm like, hey, man, this is going to be really
difficult. We need a light bulb.
But, I got the fire started, and he felt a little...
Disappointed?
He was embarrassed.
Did you actually take any photos when you were there?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
we took them in the morning. He wanted, like, sunrise photos.
Oh, okay.
So, we got up super early, and we took
photos. How early? Because I'm not committed of waking up at all.
6:30.
I can't do that.
Yeah, it was tragic.
My peak is, like... I set my alarm clock to 8:40 and then I wake up at 11.
No, this morning I woke up no problem at like...
No bueno.
8
a.m.
On the dot, yeah.
But you did open the door like, hi.
So yeah,
you got enough sleep.
Well, I think I'm just really stressed about this audition.
We don't have to get into the audition that you're going to do because you may not get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility. I think I've seen you do stuff.
I love the director, so it's not even like I want to do the show that bad. I just want to work with the director.
That's fair.
Because he's like shown me things that I like in terms of acting that I skills that I never even considered and I didn't realize.
In like what way?
Well, he taught a Stanislavski class.
Okay.
And I was in it last semester, and it was the hardest class I've ever taken. It was so scary. Like I remember every day. It was Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1:45 to 3, and it was terrifying.
So you've been acting for how long? Have you been
12 years?
Was there stuff in the class that you didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there an example or was there an exercise that you're like, oh, this opened my mind up to something else?
Yeah, Stanislavski, like, training really
is that
helps.
A German last name?
Stanislavski? No, it's Russian.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really harps on
like the instrument help.
Yeah, like the body as opposed to like the mind. So it's very like involved. Like you have to connect your body and your mind when you're acting. And so we did a lot of exercises that had to do with like I remember we did this one exercise that was just like batshit crazy. I remember he proposed it to us and I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing?
What was the thing?
Was,
am I able to say that?
It was...
We had to, like, kill kids.
No, it was an animal exercise.
We had to, like, kill animals?
No, we had to pick an animal.
Okay.
To, like, impersonate, like, be that animal.
Oh, and do you walk around the room? Like, and I've done that. Yeah,
it's
I've done that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think I did that.
I was a fox.
Did you choose the animal? Or everyone?
I chose the animal.
So everyone's doing... I've done it where, like, everyone's the same animal.
Oh.
And when we did it, everyone was a frog.
Mm.
But two people jumped into each other, not bumped and jumped.
Oh,
and then they said like sorry to each other, but they like
frog.
Broke. Yeah. No. They had the same thing. They're like, oh, rabbit. They kept moving along. But no, that was funny because when they bumped into each other, they like completely broke character.
Right.
So everyone was saying ribbit and then they go, oh, sorry. Oh, no, sorry. ribbit. And then they just continued.
Like, I'm just picturing actual frogs like breaking out into English.
Oh, good heavens. Oh. My apologies.
Dear me, I'm sorry.
No, after you. They have a top hat.
I was picturing that. A bowler hat. After you.
Who was the guy in the movie theaters that's like, hello, my darling. Hello, my... Was it a frog? With a stick?
Yeah.
Was it a frog? Or was it something else?
I know what you're talking about.
Hello, my... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll post the picture of it on my thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I had listed of what I want to talk about
mm-hmm.
is auditions and... improv. What got you into that? So we'll move on. So I don't know how you want to talk about it, but Actually, it's my podcast. I'll direct it. Yeah. So, so bad audition, since you're talking about audition soon, have you had a bad audition, whether like they told you to do something that you weren't comfortable doing, or you went into it thinking, oh, this character is one way, and then you had to do it? Like, what's a bad example of a bad audition for you? Or a good example of a bad audition?
I think for me, I've definitely had like my fair share of bad auditions, and they're terrible. I mean, there's really nothing you can do.
Is the one, because I thought I knew all about auditions, and then a couple years ago when I auditioned, they were like, can you slate? And I didn't know what that meant.
Oh. It's like the first thing they teach you. I know. Did you miss the first day?
Like, no, I just didn't. I only knew theater acting, and they don't slate when you do auditions in theater.
I always did.
Okay, never mind. You're way more advanced than me. But when they said slate, for the people listening, if you don't know what slate is, isn't it just like establishing your name, your height, your character you're doing?
Yeah, it depends on film versus theater. In theater, you don't need to say your height. But in film, like if you're doing like a short film or something, or you're auditioning for TV, you have to say your name, where you're located, your height.
Yeah.
Like the piece that you'll be doing.
So when I, in my audition, and this was maybe for, I don't know, it was, I think it was for some TV show on like Backstage, the app. When they said, can you slate? I just took my body and faced it profile. Like I was taking a mugshot.
What did they say?
They were like, no, what's your name? And here's the thing.
And I turned the other way.
No, but here's the thing. I answered the questions, but I was still facing.
Like they're going to lock you up.
And they were like, you can face our way. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Jeez, I didn't realize you guys were so uptight over here. A man can't face 90 degrees? What the fuck?
And the felony I've convicted. No.
All right, I killed her. All right.
Jesus. That was really good acting. Yes, acting.
Acting.
But I think the audition I was doing with was a gas station guy. But because I just didn't know what a slate was, I fucked up the whole thing.
That's fair. Sometimes I feel like it's almost like a house of cards. Like, if you fuck up one thing, it's just all going down.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I did an open mic, and I told a guy, my buddy, I was like, can you record it? And then they said my name, and I forgot to take my phone out. So as I'm going up, my phone's in my pocket still, and I forgot to just give it to him. So in my mind, I'm like, shoot, I told him to record it. He can't record it. And for some reason, that, like, screwed up. Who gives a fuck? I can't.
English is so goddamn confusing anyway.
Especially when you can't say half the words, you know?
It's the language I speak. I don't know what's going on. But back to auditions. I think the worst audition I've ever had was I auditioned for a play here at LMU. This was last semester. And there was just a lot going on in my personal life. And I was not prepared at all. And this is something that looking back, I feel really guilty about it, but I just was not taking it seriously at all because I.
How serious was the audition? You said it was for your college?
Yeah, it was for a student-run theater company that we have on campus, and.
Was there any notes that she gave? Like you tried to give the monologue, you couldn't.
No.
So you did it, and she was just like, "Thank you, bye."
I ended it halfway. I stopped talking.
You're like, I'm sorry, I just don't want to.
I gave up, I ran out of gas. And then I was like, thank you so much. And I walked out and I got in my car and I cried.
No callback. Damn.
No.
It's weird because I thought I did so good.
And I was so bummed when I did see the callback list because I was like, damn, like, I knew. But, like, sometimes, rarely, people will be like, let's call her back. Like, I'll do so poorly, and they're like, we'll call her back. Like, sure.
The only callback I got when I first moved here, I auditioned for Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
Got a callback. I was like, what the fuck? I can't sing.
Yeah.
And then I sang, and they were like, can you hit... So I was singing, and actually, I was doing a note that was, like, very long that other people actually opened the door and was like, who's singing?
Mm-hmm.
And I took that as a compliment, which maybe it is, maybe... I still don't know. When I finished the audition, the director was like, can you do this note again? Can you just change the note? And I think he was trying to figure out my range.
Yeah.
And my voice cracked. And he was like, that happens. Can you do it one more time?
Oh.
And I did it again, but my voice didn't crack. I just couldn't hit it. And he goes, that's all, thank you. And I go, fuck.
Yeah.
I couldn't hit that note.
Yeah. No, that happened to me too. I had a callback for a musical and I went in, I had no time in my schedule. I didn't really want to be in it.
Harvey Weinstein was directing it. He was a she.
No, it was bad. And I went in and I was like doing great, whatever. And then there weren't that many people there. So I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I must have done a good job. But the song that I wanted, that they had me sing at the callback, required like an insane amount of like range in terms of like belting.
Yeah.
And I knew in my heart that I was like gonna fuck it up. And I walked in there and I was like, all right, like I'm gonna make a fool of myself in this moment. And I fully did.
But did you commit to the fully?
Yeah, I did. I tried my best. And then he was like,
it was yesterday.
He tried to like get me to do it again, and I just was like, I'm gonna go.
Do you do that a lot where they tell you to try it again and you're like, I don't want to?
No, they didn't ask me to try again for the monologue, if that's what you're referring to.
But like the belting, maybe.
The belting, yeah. I mean, I tried, and then we got to the part, okay. And I was like, no. I was like, thank you.
Can you try this again? Thank you.
Thank you.
That's like the maid and Family Guy. Can you clean this? No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm asking you to do your job. No.
No. I just was like,
do you like doing musicals better than plays?
Oh yeah.
You like the whole thing?
Well, I really like film and television now.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like the way I see it is like a nice arc. Like, I started with like musical theater.
Oh, yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like singing and tapping and dancing, having a good time, and now I'm like serious. Like, you know what I mean? Now this is a business.
Can you belt? No.
You know what? I'll say no. I don't care if you're sitting behind the table and I'm standing up here. This is me. This is my business.
No is on my resume.
No.
What's your special skills?
No.
No.
I don't know. I feel like oftentimes I found, just in being in college, and I'm not trying to like stand on a soapbox or like be on my high horse here, but a lot of the people that I work with, especially women, are so keen on like being like, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Of course. And it's like, what if I don't want to do that? Or what if the answer is legitimately no?
Is there any part of you saying no that makes, so like the suggestion that they give you, can you do this instead? Is any of that, do you say no because it's uncomfortable, because you just...
Oh, I've never said no in that scenario.
Okay.
I've never been like, I'm not afraid of saying no. If someone says like, we want you to make it super sexual, I'll be like, I'm not really, that's not really my forte.
Yeah.
And I'd probably say no.
So you say no just because you realize that you don't want to do it.
I feel like I know my typecast and it's not that. And I know myself, and I know I would not excel in that. And, like, I feel, like, perfectly comfortable doing it in a classroom setting where everyone's aware that it's, like, a learning experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm, like, I know myself well enough to understand that I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But in terms of, like, people saying, like, you should audition for this, or you should do this for me, or you should read this for me, or, like, whatever, like, it's perfectly normal to say no.
Yeah.
And I feel like especially women are, like, oh, my God, of course.
You're giving yourself boundaries.
Exactly. Because you have to, because A, my time is valuable. B, I'm not going to be treated
like...
Oh, dude,
I love that. No, I just love when, like, people are confident about themselves.
I mean, it is. It's true. Like,
yeah.
I have an agenda for my life.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't be doing everyone favors all the time. You know?
You're speaking my language. Not even, like, doing favors all the time, but, like, just, like, you want to hang out sometime? I'm like, I'm busy. We got to hang out in, like, in a way that's productive. Like, I loved it. I would love to hang out with you outside of a podcast, our lives are so busy.
Yeah.
This is the only way to do it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and that's
I totally,
totally
get that.
Normal. But I've seen people, like, it's been their downfall. Like, I have a friend, love her, bless her soul, but she cannot say no to anything, ever. And now she's wrapped up in this, like, I'm not going to say specifically what it is because I don't want to call her out, but she's wrapped up in this leadership position and she's not doing well because she's not good at leadership positions. She's told me that.
Do you want to keep this in?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
But it's like, I feel really bad because I just feel like she's struggling.
Do you think that, I feel like even though that's it, you said she's not good at leadership, but it's something she wanted to do, or she just did it because she had to. She felt like she had to say yes.
I think the latter, yeah.
That one. Do you think it would be a good learning experience for her at the end, or absolutely. Is she gonna regret
absolutely. Doing it? Okay. No, 100%, 100%, and I still like respect her fullheartedly. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it hurts me to see her like struggling in this way.
Yeah.
Because it's just not her specialty, you know. And I just wish that she knew how to be like, actually, respectfully,
yeah.
I can't do that.
Because it's also when you're constantly doing things, when you try to go to bed, the momentum is still there. The energy is there. So you can't get good sleep, mm-hmm. all that good shit. So you need to take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Dude, we get so serious sometimes.
I know.
I don't know if you listened to previous podcasts. I talked about dicks. We've talked about drinking. Don't say that. And then I've talked about...
We can talk about that stuff too. I have stories.
About dicks or about drinking? About and you're like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
The latter and then the first latter.
The latter and then also that other latter over there. Yep.
There's a joke. Have you seen Trainwreck?
Trainwreck, no, I haven't.
With John Cena, Amy
Schumer. I've heard of it.
In the very beginning, Amy Schumer and John Cena are together and they're mm-hmm. breaking up. Amy Schumer does not want to have kids, but John Cena wants to have kids. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to have two kids. I want to have a son and then another son. It was a funny joke. But, I forgot what we were talking about, but we were back to the auditions. You told me this, and I actually don't know if it's in the previous podcast. I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to the podcast beforehand, so we might repeat ourselves.
That's okay.
But you talked about an audition where, was it Shakespeare? And you even showed me the recording of it because it was taped. And you had a COVID mask on. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Forget that. You did not.
It was during COVID, though.
But you know what I'm talking about?
I have a... Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to explain that audition? Because I thought it was so funny.
Wait.
It was Shakespeare, and then you couldn't... They were like, No. They asked, like, can you give a Shakespeare monologue, and you couldn't think of one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was... We did talk about this? Yeah, we did talk about this on the last
one. I just want... Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, never mind.
No, it's okay.
Go back and listen to the... No, you can't watch. You can't watch. I don't have that much money. But listen to the other one. It ends with you going, may I go?
Yeah. Yes.
It's in the video... Yes. I would love to post a video, but we can't. But in the video, when you say, may I go, your body just gently turns, like, briefly.
Where is that video?
It was on your laptop. You showed me.
Really? God, where is that?
It was so funny.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
May I go?
But it's so funny because I don't know the acting. I don't remember you recording.
What the fuck was that audition for?
You said it was Shakespeare because you said, may I go, and that's very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. You didn't show me your performance. I don't even know if it's recorded.
Why was I recording it, though?
I don't know.
Why was I recording an audition?
Was it, like, a student project?
I can't remember.
But what's funny is you never showed me the audition you did. You just showed me the ending, the result of May I Go, and that acting, like, the rhythm you had to your body in the May I Go, I'm like, that's good in itself.
May I Go?
Oh god, it was so funny. Yeah. And then improv.
Yes.
Are you in an improv group now?
I am. I'm actually the president of our improv team on the president? Campus. Yes. The president.
When you started, you weren't the president.
I was not the president.
So why'd you first off, let's promote any shows that are coming.
Yeah,
up.
Oh my gosh. We have a summer show. You should totally come.
Please come. What's the date?
I don't know yet. We're having our auditions on the 30th of this month. Which is a Sunday, so we're gonna audition a new, I want to say new PC, but that's not right. Like, a new class.
What's new PC?
Like, a new pledge class. That's
it's oh, okay.
Sorority and fraternity life. I'm embarrassed. But we have a new group of improvers coming.
Is there any part of the embarrassment that's like, you did theater and you've never associated sorority with theater before?
Oh my god, yes. It's super weird.
Because for me, this is just against the stereotype of, like, frats and fraternities and sororities and stuff like that. I've only associated it with, like, fake behavior.
Yeah.
That's only, like, the stereotype I know, though. But, yeah. Like, you're not fake. I've met a few other people that's not fake. But in acting, fake acting, clearly, and you get exhausted doing it.
Yeah.
So then you have to come into, and my you can disagree or you can clarify. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, you go to the sorority and you're still pretending in a way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that is something that I became aware of in this past year. That's like something that I've like picked up on.
Yeah.
That I don't like. Because I don't know.
Is it because you have to with other people or like to like, I don't even know what a sorority.
I've never met
anybody who wasn't
fit? Anyone in the sorority that I felt like, cause I have met people here at LMU in the same way that I feel about like you and Griffin and my brother and my best friends from like back home. I feel like I can just 100% be myself, mm-hmm. and like no judgment. No one's going to be like,
oh, no one's gonna be like, fucking sit up.
He's a fucking weirdo with the two ladders.
She's talking about belting. She can't carry your pants.
Exactly. But I've met people like that outside of sorority and fraternity life, but never within the confines of that group. So I'm like slowly trying to like take steps back.
Dance back?
Yeah. I'm trying to. But yeah, I don't know. I think.
Is there a compliment you want to give it?
Fraternity life?
Yeah.
I definitely think that it's given me an opportunity to be better at conversation. 100%.
Oh, that's a good point.
100%. Because I have found, this is another revelation that I've had recently, a lot of people in theater, in improv, in like this business in general, are not great at conversation.
Oh, dude, I'm one
just,
of them. Yeah.
Just conversation. How are you? How's your family? What are you doing? You know, like that kind of stuff. Keeping me updated.
I have a problem, not even because it's a theater stuff. I just have a problem with those questions sometimes, depending on how much I know you, because I don't know how much information you actually want. How are you doing? If I'm actually sad, my dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think there's definitely, like, as much as I hate to say this, there's definitely a skill to, like, having a conversation.
For sure.
And, like, politicians are great at it. Actors, like, really successful actors, super good at it. You know, like, people that I look up to are, like, Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah, he's very good.
You know, like, they're good at, like, keeping you, like, getting the information. It's just, like, what are you up to? Like, and honestly, I'm genuinely interested 99% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, people that I haven't seen that graduated from LMU, like, this one girl, we went to go see a sketch comedy show together. And I really wanted to know, like, how is your job? I heard you got a desk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because she's working at a casting agency, and that's huge.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting her own desk within the first year. I'm like, that's incredible. Like, let's celebrate that.
How's your job? I have a desk.
I have a desk. You know, because you start in the mailroom, and you work your way up. And I've always looked up to her, because she's super driven, and I want to know, like, how she thinks, so that I emulate
that's
that.
Fair. But, like, you know? When you're talking to someone that you don't care about, and you're like, how are you? That is a skill.
Yeah, and yeah. I think it's everyone, we can all relate on something.
Yeah.
To some level, you know, that's especially fair. Here in LA, like, even if it's, like, the most surface level thing, I think that's better than, like, sitting on your phone.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. This podcast is recorded on a phone.
An iPhone?
But
improv.
Wait, I want to stop that because that's literally the only other thing I want to talk about. But
okay.
But what you just said—that's
our like our safety net. We're falling back on that just in case.
Yeah. In case we go bad. In case you. Yeah.
But this is good. You're liking this content.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, I do that too. I can't tell if you were serious about that, but I'm always like, are you okay? I'm always like talking to someone. I'm like, are we good?
Are we good? Is this good for you?
Because I don't know if people get zoned out or not. That's a problem with me, like, talking to new people. I don't know how much of them they actually care. So then I don't want to exhaust my fake act or fake
I totally get that. But when I become, like, close friends with someone, I will not shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everything that happens in my brain, I'm just like... And they don't want to know. They don't need to know.
So if you like talking, anybody... Sorry, that's my water bottle falling.
Trying to jump.
We both like talking. I think we've established that. Yeah. You're good with conversation. Mm. You've done well. You said you're getting better at it.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. You like being funny because we've talked about that. That's another thing I want to talk about. You're doing a documentary about comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So why haven't you tried stand up comedy?
That is a really good question. I think, I have, like, this perfect opportunity to do stand-up my friend, one of my close friends, her best friend, is she started this. This is what I was talking about last time. This sketch, or this...
last time is in our previous...
When we were on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
She started a... For our school. That it's called The Kids Are Fine, Not Great. And it's, like... It's almost like a stepping stone for, like, college students to have an open mic night.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's awesome. And it's at this really great location. And the woman who, like, directs it, like, found Zoe somehow because she kept going to open mic nights and, like, would not be taken seriously because she does look like she's 12. Like,
how old is she?
She's 18 or 19. I think she's 19.
But she wouldn't be taken seriously. She wouldn't be taken seriously in comedy?
At these places. Because all of these guys have been, or girls, have been doing it for years and years and years.
Oh, like in LA. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she wanted a space that she could feel comfortable and other being people new. Could feel comfortable, like, doing stand-up comedy for the first time. You know? But I went to the show last month and I saw this girl, like, bomb. And I was like, fuck. Like, that is what I'm scared of. That is terrifying. But also, I'm like, fuck yeah. I respect you. Because she did it.
Yeah, she
can go to bed that night being like, I did that.
Is that what she wants to do in life, comedy?
I don't think so.
Oh, she just wanted to do it.
I think she just wanted to do it.
That's weird because I think the very first time I did an open mic, I bombed. But it wasn't the feeling like, fuck, that sucked. That feeling was like, oh, I got that out of the way.
Exactly.
Also, it felt good.
Exactly.
So I think when you try it, I really think you should. Because also, I have a buddy, and at the moment, we've been doing a couple open mics together.
Uh-huh.
And I already wrote down my stuff. There's, like, different ways to do an open mic. You can either have an idea, and then when you get on stage, kind of ramble about it.
Yeah.
Until you say something funny.
Yeah.
I write my stuff down because I...
Word for word?
Word for word. And then if it's not funny, then the next open mic, I'll change this, or I'll move this line up here.
Yeah.
Move this line, delete stuff. He would just have an idea, and then when he gets on stage, he can't find the funny. He's just like, I don't know what I'm talking about. So he'll move on to a next subject. He will be like, this is a bad example. This is a bad example. He does not do like this. Wait.
Are you talking to him right now?
No.
Through the podcast? I swear you're funny.
He is funny. I've met him. And he's probably going to listen to this podcast.
I met him.
He was on the sidewalk or something.
I swear. I said, that guy, what a funny fella.
We used to work together and he is funny. But just the past couple of times we did an open mic, he's only had an idea. And so when he gets on stage, he's even said this before. He's just like, why am I doing this?
Jesus.
And I've never had that feeling with me though. But I'm saying like, there's different ways to even go about it.
Yeah.
So you can just have a funny idea and then talk about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before because you and like, who else? My friend Blanche and...
What a name.
Right? She's from Paris.
Blanche, is that like a bag?
Blanche?
What is it? Call Blanche. What's called Blanche?
That I don't know.
Call Blanche? It's a something.
Okay. Maybe it's a wine. This is the Call Blanche.
I gotta Google what... I feel like I'm dumb not knowing that means. Anyways, continue.
She's been like, you should do this. Why don't you do this? Because they've seen me in improv.
Yeah.
But improv is so different, in my opinion. Because people are sitting in the audience. This is how I picture it. When you're sitting in the audience at a sketch comedy show or a stand-up show, you're thinking to yourself, these people woke up this morning and thought to themselves, this is funny.
Oh my God.
And then they came
That's so
here
sad.
What the fuck? In front of all these people. And they thought, this is why I can't do it. Because I am afraid. But, anyway.
Improv,
it's different because they come out
There's no plan.
And we're like, this may or may not be hilarious. If it is, great. If it's not, fuck them. I don't know.
Apply that to sketch and stand-up. This may not be funny. We're trying shit out.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the way you describe it, you're like, they woke up and chose to still be alive?
I know.
I've been to like, fuck, bad sketches before. I've performed in bad sketches.
Oh.
What also sucks is like when you perform in a bad sketch.
Yeah, it's bad.
But in order for it to be good on your part, you have to commit even more.
I know. And it can go one of two ways. It can either be like, damn, he's committing and this is hilarious. Or like, he is really committing.
Yeah.
Dear God.
I've had someone come up to me and someone wrote a sketch. And when I was...
Someone came up to you on the street, just like your friend. It was my buddy. My buddy.
Do you want to read this sketch? Also, $5? Do you have $5? What was I going to say? But yeah. So I was in a bad sketch, and I wrote the part that I was performing in the sketch. Yeah. So he wrote everything else around it. And someone came up to me, and they were like... And we both knew the sketch was bad. Someone came up to me after the sketch, and they were like... you did good. That's what they said. You did good. Not the sketch was good. Ooh. You did good. But I was like, I did what I could.
Hey man, listen to me.
I was joking him.
I tried my best. So okay? Hard. That's all we can do in this life. You're like foaming at the mouth.
Am I rabies?
Yeah. You got it from your buddy on the street. I just recently went to go see, The Groundlings on Wednesday. And that shit was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. It was so funny to where I almost ran out of laughs. Like,
was it sketch? I forgot. Oh, it's improv.
It's improv.
Okay, yeah.
It's improv.
Yeah.
It's the Uncle Joe show. And essentially how it works is they start with a scene from like a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And then they have another scene from a suggestion. And then based off of those two scenes, like what happened in those scenes, they will go and create these different storylines. Like,
oh yeah, okay.
It's crazy.
Do they do long form improv or short form?
I guess it's long form.
Because long form is more like they do a scene. If they want to change the scene entirely, they walk around the whole group. How do they change a scene?
So they just clap them out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the way to do
but
it.
But the way it was so quick and I couldn't keep up. It was awesome. It was literally awesome. I was so in it. Like I was like the whole show.
Yeah.
Just so engaged. And I, like I said, I ran out of laughs. I was laughing so hard that I almost like went numb.
There's also improv. When improv is that good, you just forget to laugh.
Exactly. Because you're so into it.
Yeah.
You're like, what are they going to say next? Well, I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, and it was Flo from Progressive was there. She's in The Groundlings. I was like, I know that lady. I know her.
You should have said that when they were doing, are you Flo? What are you doing here?
I feel bad. I hear that she's like a bitch.
Delete that. I want to get an Noah.
I hear that she's like not fun to work with, but she was really fun.
No, she's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get car insurance. What the fuck does she sell?
She does sell car insurance.
Does she? Okay, cool. What, she doesn't?
No.
She advertises the thing.
Yeah.
But
it was incredible. I went with a few people on my improv team, and it was just so fun to watch.
What
and
got you into... Oh, sorry, go.
I was just going to say, no one was steamrolling, which is, like, something that... Steamrolling is, like, when you go into a scene and...
Oh, you do it longer than it should?
No, it's, like, if we're in a scene and I am just, like... It's, like, a teaching scene or when someone is, like, okay, here we are in the cabin and you are my... little brother, and we're gonna go chop down some trees, and blah, 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 blah. Like,
oh,
I'm
just...
telling you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just be here.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, what's the fun in that?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be collaborative.
Do you want to do a scene really quick?
Do we dare? I don't...
It could be like a 30-second, or we can go back and forth. I give you,
do
like...
Do you want me to steamroll? Is that what you're asking?
No. I'm saying...
Oh, just for fun.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do a steamroll.
Okay.
Let's do an improv scene. It can be very quick.
Okay.
We can either do two things. We can either be in the scene together, or I give you something, you do it for like 20 seconds, and then you give me something, I do it for like 20 seconds.
Okay, sure.
So which one do you want to do?
Let's do option A.
The latter? Or
the first latter.
Okay. Okay, option A. Okay, so I'll give a location, you give character.
Okay.
Or a relationship.
Uh-huh.
So we're at a playground.
At a playground?
And you give the relationship.
Okay. Nurse and doctor. No. Nurse.
What? Playground and we're like having a lunch?
Nurse and patient.
At a playground?
Yep.
Okay. Ow, my toe!
Damn.
Nurse, are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
It's Megan. We've been over this. You've been my patient for 3 months now. It's Megan.
Well, I fell out of the slide, and I was just wondering if you have a Band-Aid. Also, my leg is off.
Your leg is off.
My leg fell off.
Oh, dear.
Do you have a Band-Aid?
Yes. Yeah. Let me just... Yes, and. Let me get you that Band-Aid. right here. Here we go.
Okay, we can stop.
We need to end this. This needs to stop.
Actually, okay. I think on the spot shit like that, maybe I set you up for failure. No. But like when we're not given the environment,
yeah,
and we're not given.
Also, I think a lot of improv is very like physical.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're kind of just. I would have just like, I would have looked at your leg.
Yeah,
I would have probably picked it up.
My leg is off. No, it's not.
This leg. This one. Auctioning it off. One leg. Left leg. Anyone?
I did have to do an improv scene at camp last summer because I was the comedy director. So in some of those cases, we have to perform in front of the
entire... Some of those cases, we have to do comedy. A shit show.
Believe it or not. I'm usually like killing kids or something. It's a bit.
It's a bit. He's fine.
His head can go back on. Is that us in the audience? Megan!
That's what Shooter 2 says. Megan! Yo, what up? My name's Megan. All right. Nice to meet you, Megan.
But I had to perform a scene with the only kid that was doing comedy that week.
Oh, wow. And wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was an improv
what
scene.
What was that like?
It was tough.
Just
because
you
it's
and
like,
the man. Just you.
It's a little boy.
Little man, little guy, little buddy.
Little man.
What was his name? He must have been an
icon. I don't
icon.
Remember his name, but he was very shy.
Oh.
And we do comedy Monday through Friday. And then Friday we perform for the entire camp. He was going back and forth. At first he wanted to write a sketch. We wrote the sketch. We practiced the sketch. By Wednesday, he changed his mind. He was just like, can we do improv?
He's like, you know what? I'm freeballing this shit.
No, he was...
He was crumpling the paper, burning it.
Well, I think he was just like, I don't want to do this.
Damn, that's so sad. That's me. With, like, stand-up. I'm like writing it out. I don't want to do
you're
this.
You're doing it on stage. I don't want to do this. Hi guys, my name's Ellen. No, that didn't get a laugh. I don't want to do this.
You didn't laugh at my old Victorian name? Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
I shall go.
I'm not a lesbian. Nothing. Nothing. I don't own a talk show. Okay.
That's fuck something. That's what I'm saying. That's something you can joke about.
I can.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that people think. It's so annoying.
I was one of them.
Yep.
We can.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's all right. It's okay. But you're just on a fucking kill list. It's fine. Just know.
Why
that
is the door locked? Okay, thank you. Do you want to plug anything? Oh no, we ran out of time.
My God, there's a red dot. Has that always been there?
But I performed an improv scene with this kid, and the suggestion was we were in a boy band.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was it, about to do a performance. So we were like, and go. And I was just kind of like, okay, we're getting ready. Here's the instruments. And he wasn't talking almost the entire scene. He was shy. It was also the game where you take a line out of your pocket.
Oh, incredible. Was he just saying the lines?
No, no, do you know that improv?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Would you call it incredible?
No, no, I think that's great.
Okay.
Do you know what that word means?
I do.
Okay, good.
Well, just for the, like, to help with the people listening, it's basically you're in an improv scene with two people and the audience write down lines, and you have to incorporate those lines into
the
scene.
Yeah, and oftentimes they're like, I love deviled eggs, and it's, like, super random, and you're like, well, okay. Or in high school, it was always like, Jessica's cheating on Jason.
And like,
fuck.
Whoa, for real?
Yes. And I'm like...
Someone stands up in the audience.
I forgot how to speak English. Good thing I can't read. Like, it was literally like, I can't.
I was in this game, like, I was in an improv group. We're going off topics entirely. I have to finish this improv thing.
So far.
But
it's like jump we'll take a, stepping
yeah.
stones.
Skipping ladder steps, if that's even possible. What a fog. So many callbacks.
I feel like it's just that this is the ladder episode. We've gotten through
it
so many times. I don't even like ladders.
What's a ladder?
Okay, keep going.
I was in an improv group and we did this, the improv scene where you
lines
had the,
from Matt.
That's yeah, no, no, no. Whose line?
Whose
line? Lines from a hat. Scenes from a hat. Lines from a hat? Lines from a hat is when, like, people are on the side and you pull a line out of a scene out of your hat, like if dogs could talk, and then you walk.
Ah, yes. That's scenes from a hat.
Oh, what's lines from a hat?
I thought it was this game.
I just call it
now news. I'm thoroughly confused.
But it's more so lines from your pocket.
Yes. We're you pull get out of specific. A specific.
No, but you pull out a hat out of your pocket, and then you pull out a hat, and then you pull out of a bunny. All right.
Okay.
But I was in that game one time, and I pulled a line out, and I couldn't understand it, and then my teammate flipped over the line. I was like, oh. Oh
my god! Someone's writing in hieroglyphics. They're supposed to be in English.
I don't speak Spanish.
Hey, man, it's okay.
But that wasn't even the scene with the little kid. The scene with the little kid was I was introducing instruments in the scene, mm-hmm. and I wanted to incorporate him somehow.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, here's a trumpet. What does this sound like? And he mimed a trumpet, and he went,
dear God, it's one of a kind.
So I was like, I gotta take that duck out of a trumpet.
Oh, whoops. Pulls the duck out. There you go, little buddy.
Was there any improv scene that you... First off, what's your favorite improv game?
My favorite improv game is Onion. It's... I'll explain.
You told me. Yeah, you told me, but I forgot what it was.
It's essentially you start with one person on stage, and then another person joins in.
Wait. Okay, I just didn't know if it was recording or not. Okay, so there was a game called Onion after the... Does this come out after Shrek or before Shrek?
I have no idea. But it's essentially, like, layers in the... Like, the scenes are each, like, one layer. So that's why it's called Onion.
So what's, that like, an example? How do you start off this
scene?
Okay,
so it's one person on stage. Uh-huh. They're doing, like, any mundane thing that you can do by yourself. And then another person comes in, and they add... And it's a new scene.
Oh, okay.
And then the third person comes in.
Is there any relation at all to the first scene? No. Or is it entirely a new
scene? It's entirely new.
Nothing, okay.
And then a third person comes in, and it's a new scene with three people in it. And then the same thing with four people in it, and five people, and six people in the scene. And they're all different scenes. All of them have nothing to do with each other. And then each person leaves gradually.
And you have to go back to the scene that it was.
It's awesome.
I think I've played that game. I don't know what it was, but the way we played it was every scene that you do after the next has to be in some relation.
Oh, really?
Like, I think we get a topic from the audience, like high school, mm-hmm. and you do one scene by yourself. You're like, man, doing this test is tough, and you're trying to make jokes. Someone else comes in as a tutor, and they just make, like, they do a whole different scene, but it has to do with high school somehow.
Yeah.
That's your favorite improv game?
Yeah, it's my favorite because I think it gives so much opportunity to, like, put... Because, okay, if you're good at the game, I'm not trying to, like, say that I'm incredibly good at the game, but I love when people will, like, create a distinct character.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And be like, man, like, I don't know, someone who, like, fucking just really loves... like Tic Tacs, you know, like, God, I just love
Can we give a better one?
Someone I just really like is just in love with Tic Tacs, right?
And yeah, that's the same.
Okay. and then, like, following that, like, you put them in a scenario where, like, they can't have Tic Tacs. It gives you an opportunity to, like, put them in a scenario that you wouldn't expect to see that character, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So someone who's, like, really anxious all the time, and you put them in a situation where they have to, like, be up, like, public speaking.
Right? Oh, yeah. Like, okay.
You put them on the news, and it's hilarious.
And they're pretending they have to be the reporter?
Or no, like, you're like, and we're here with woman number four, and she's just like...
That's a good go-to scene to do with, like, a reporter and someone they're talking to, because in improv, you have to go along with it.
That... An airplane and a pizza delivery man are, like, my three go-tos.
Airplane.
Yeah, where...
Oh, what, like a stewardess?
No, literally, I just will, like... I'll just, like, shuffle in and be like, excuse me. Yeah, I think I'm the window seat. And then they know that... I know where we are. And then it's just, like, what are you reading?
Oh, yeah.
And I also really like when people in improv will, like... They're not afraid to be quiet. I think that those are, like, the best scenes, too. People who are, like, not afraid to just have silence on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the best.
What was I going to say on that? Oh, there was a character, because you were talking about it's good for characters to, like, if you're anxious, you can be anxious. Or if you're... There was a character I was doing. It wasn't the same game, but in high school, when I was in an improv group, the character that they gave me was, they just said, be a weirdo. So I was, all I did was just lift one sleeve of off, like one leg sleeve up, and then one of these, like I was wearing a hoodie, and then I was like going around doing like this. And they were like, that was really good. I was like, I wasn't really acting.
It's all right here, actually.
You said you didn't want to toot your own horn, but I want you to toot it. Is there any improv game that you've been in where you got a laugh? And because it's improv.
I don't know. I feel like, yes, but.
You're too much in the moment to like think about
realize,
it.
Yeah, I don't realize.
Was there, I saw a sketch that you guys did. There was a sketch group that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening was like taking Q&As. Do you remember that sketch?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that on Saturday Night Live. What was the sketch that you wrote?
I wrote the sketch about Bye Bye Baby.
Can we explain that a little bit?
What the sketch was? Essentially, like, this guy comes in. He's from like New Jersey. And he's like, I'm here to return a baby.
Oh, I do remember this.
And the guy's like,
you can't do that.
What? And the straight character is the guy behind the cash register, being like, huh? And he's like, I don't want it anymore. It's broken. I don't fuck with it. It screams. It's like,
I do remember
crying
this.
Crying all the time. And then you think that the wife comes in, and you think that she's also sane, and this guy's crazy. Also crazy.
Were you the wife?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't in it.
But there was a stork that was mentioned.
Yes, yeah. The guy's like, what do you think I am, an idiot? Of course I know how babies are made. The stork delivers them. And you're like, Jesus Christ. And it's always like, you're like, maybe? And then you're like, no. But yeah, that was the sketch that I
did. You like improv better than sketch, or?
I think when you have, what's hard with sketch is like, a lot of times I think people have a really good idea. Which,
and what?
The right way. So I think Bye Bye Baby is a great, I'm just tooting my own horn here, but it's a great idea because it has a plot to it.
Yeah.
But.
Has a straight character, a funny character.
But a lot of the times I feel like, we just saw one show last week and I want to like sit down and critique it with someone, but like no one is really willing to do that. So I'll just do it here.
Well, you said it's a sketch that you?
It's a sketch comedy show. I wasn't this one. Yeah. I didn't write any of these. But a lot of them were just, like, really good ideas. They didn't have any driving plot, though. It was, like, a dog therapist, Minion Uprising, like, the Tooth Fairy cheating on his significant other with, like, some kid's mom. I think that has more of, like, a story to it, but...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think some sketches you can still develop a story, but it still has to be something else.
Yeah.
Like, that idea is funny, but I can also... Like, the Tooth Fairy one... But I can also imagine it going bad and just focusing on the flow.
But the other two, like, they just were good, funny ideas.
Yeah.
The driving plot wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
So it's like, yeah.
You have to go soon, but I want to end it on you're doing a documentary about comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, and we talked about this, but you asked me this. Now I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
What got you into that documentary?
I guess, so I became the president of my team because of some unfortunate events that took place, and we had to move.
I don't know if you told me this, but that opens my mind up to who died.
No, it was bad.
Okay, someone did die.
It was actually bad. No one died, but it was actually bad. We had to remove someone from our team. And that He rhymes with Davy Crockett. That was a really difficult conversation too. So anyway, new team, the guy who had been on the team for forever was gone. And I was like, all right, no one seems to be taking charge here. So I guess I will.
How was that? Was that a meeting or?
No.
What? How did you just become, and everyone accepted that? I was just confused as to.
Well, it was kind of like, guys, we need new leadership. And they were like, well, you seem to be doing a pretty good job.
Oh.
The fact that you're leading this conversation. And I was like, you're right. Anyway.
That's like, okay, whoever talks first is a new leader. They're like, well, I don't think that's a good idea. You're doing it.
That's it. That's you.
Was this when you were doing this, did you already do a lot of improv beforehand?
Yeah, I had done 4 years on my team back in high school. But I took like a 2-year hiatus, which like really...
Yeah, dude, that's something you have to keep doing. Yeah, it sucks.
It's hard to like get back into it.
So you did it. You're now the president.
We started doing shows, and afterwards people would come up to me, and I didn't think I had a good show. In my head, I was like, I could have said this.
Yeah.
I didn't set this up. I was like not doing good. And people were like, you were so funny. You were so funny. Oh my God, you were so funny. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And I took the compliment, whatever. But it was like multiple people coming up to me and being like, you carried this team. Without you, this would not have been funny at all. And I'm like, that's not true, but thank you. And then after that happened, people would come up to me in the coffee shop in class, just randomly on campus, and be like, weren't you that girl in the improv thing? And you were so funny. You were so funny. And I'm like, oh, thank you, you know? And they're like, see, you're even making me laugh right now. This is awesome.
I said thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, and they're like, gosh, like, can you tell us a joke?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
They put a gun to you. Yeah. Tell us a joke. Yeah. This is a coffee shop. You work here.
Yeah. And I was just like...
Latte for Megan. Tell us a joke.
And I just was like, I don't know how to answer that question. And it really got me thinking, like... I also know I'm a huge fan of John Mulaney.
Yeah.
And I know that he had just gone through rehab. And we saw it together.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
I think that's the most I ever... Laughed in a live stand-up thing. So it was
funny.
So good.
So funny. But it just really got me thinking, like, and I know Bo Burnham, you know, and Robin Williams, and just, I don't know. It's just like, I don't think people think about the effects of, like, you can only be this one thing.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and I also think that, like, college is a difficult time, especially, like, my early 20s, where I'm, like, really trying to figure myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite know who I am yet. So,
but at the same time,
to, like, put me in a box, it's like, okay, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
You know? So I wanted to, like, make a documentary about that.
So you're not necessarily making the documentary about the funny.
No.
You're making it about the BTS or the behind the scenes of that. Yeah. Like, what other people have to go through.
Yeah.
What are the, like, funny people? Not in quotes, funny people.
But, like, the mindset that they leave the stage with.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there any part of you, because I have this issue, this was a big issue for me last summer. I did a stand-up set at camp, the same camp that we met, and this was for just the counselors, and I may have told you about this, I don't know. But after the set, so many people came up to me so quickly that it was almost suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually broke down being like, I don't think I'm good. Even though people were coming up to me,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, I feel like someone is saying someone... I feel like people are telling other people to be nice to me or something like that. Was there any part of that in you when a lot of people were like, you were really funny? Or did you realize, maybe I am funny?
I think...
Or both.
I definitely have imposter syndrome for sure. Especially, like, considering the fact that now I have this leadership role as well. And it's really difficult to balance those two things because, like, I want to be a part of the team, obviously, but also we need to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And I think I'm so stressed with, like, other things that I'm not focusing on, like, funny, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on, like, what needs to get done.
Yeah.
So for people to say that, like, I'm funny, I think, I guess, I just didn't realize because I'm so in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Know? Yeah.
But I do think, like, I don't know. I think, for me, I'm my own worst critic, and I humble myself every day. So I always think to myself, you could be funnier, but I will still take the compliment that you are funny. But to me, I'm like, I've been making the same jokes since I was, like, 15.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You try to pursue comedy. The reason I like comedy is because... The only time you have to be funny is when you're performing in front of, like, an actual audience going on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But when people see that, and then when you go off stage and you're kind of exhausted, people's like, oh, that's not you're not funny right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm tired right now.
I'm a human being.
Yeah. I'm very exhausted. So that's the only downside of, like, always trying to do comedy in a way.
No, I definitely agree with that. And I think there's people that I know that just cannot give up the bit thing. It's like, bro, everything is a bit.
As in, like, they're performing even when they're off stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are you?
That's why, going back to, like, talking to just, like, regular people with, like, a regular conversation, mm-hmm. that's why I have trouble with it, because it's not that I can't not perform, but because I've done it my whole life, when I'm just, like, in a regular conversation, I can't, I have to, like, pretend to be interested or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, I don't know if you're, because you said you're better at conversation, I don't know if you're good at just pretending, or
no,
you're...
No, I think I'm genuinely interested. I don't really talk to people that I'm not intrigued by, and also,
that's
like,
a good thing to do.
Yeah. Like, I just don't bother, like, but I find that, like...
Does that mean when you're in a conversation with someone and they say something you don't like, you're like, let me stop you. I want to go.
No. May I leave?
You have decided you probably won't do stand-up? Or is that something
I
you would...
I think it's like a pipe dream for me. I think it's like something that I might do one day.
But you maybe. Just don't?
I definitely have a note in my apps. Like in my...
One note?
That's like stand-up. And it's like all the bits that I've...
Oh, I thought it just says stand-up. It's a reminder of what you have to do every day.
No, but it has like, it has all the jokes.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't know if any of them are good, but...
When we end this, can I hear one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but also, I think I'm like your friend. I think I'm like your friend.
You just have ideas?
I just have ideas.
When we, before we do our show, we're bouncing off ideas. Yeah. And I'm always like, that could be funny. Expand mm-hmm. on that. Mm-hmm. And then if he doesn't think that's funny, I'm like, here's a way to make it funny. Like, we're exchanging, so I think...
I feel like I'm also, like, the type of humor to where I like to reference things. I'm a huge referencer. I'm like, man looks like Willy Wonka. Like, I don't know. I'm like, what is this? What is this, Castaway? Like, I just love referencing shit.
Well, they have nothing to do with each other. Yeah. They're just a homeless man saying that you need more change.
What is this?
What is this, Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka?
Castaway?
God damn. Get yourself a golden ticket. Like, I don't know. I think it helps me. I'm a very visual person. So
I'm a referencer.
I'm a referencer. I am. I'm like, this was like my mom at my 5th birthday party. Like, no,
someone died.
No one nowhere near that.
What a funeral.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely a referencer. I think that those are really funny. I think those are like my favorite jokes in stand-up. When someone
referencing.
Yeah.
John Mulaney has a bit where that, he, yeah. Trump and a
yes,
elephant.
Yes.
Wait, is it an elephant? No. Yeah.
No, a horse.
Yeah.
In a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we fire to the horse catcher and the horse is like, yes. I didn't know I could do that.
I could do that. Yeah. He knows how to use the elevator. You just hear the faint tick, 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 in the back. So,
okay. Anything? So you did promote it, but I do want to promote it when we end it. But any shows coming up?
Yeah. So.
Like specific? What, do you have a specific day or no?
I don't have a specific day for the improv show, but there will be one happening over the summer. I have no idea where it will be yet.
Auditions at...
Auditions are... If you go to LMU...
Oh, yeah. If you go to LMU.
If you go to LMU, they're the 30th of April in my backyard. So...
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
That is cool.
I'm gonna have a hat on and glasses, and I'll be like, listen up, cadets. Get in the straight line.
You look like Castaway. You look like Willy Wonka.
Make me laugh. I like this guy. He's a referencer.
He's got a hat on. He's legit. You start swinging the cane. Hello,
oh, yeah.
My baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
There's that. And then I think Shakespeare on the Bluff, even if I'm not in it, it's going to be fantastic.
That's the audition you're doing?
Yeah, it's on the Drollinger stage. We're doing Merry Wives of Windsor and Macbeth. So Merry Wives of Windsor's first. That'll be at the end of June.
It's so bad that I don't know anything about Shakespeare. I don't know.
They're pretty much all the same. Story.
But like the language, like I don't know
tell. Neither do I.
Or not cadence to tell, but cadence to say it.
Yeah, the iambic pentameter.
See, I don't know what that means. Is that a shape?
Actually, I made that up. That wasn't a reference. I just made that up. But and then Macbeth will be at the end of July.
So okay.
If you're interested in Shakespeare at all, if you want a good, it's a summer's night. It's outside. Drollinger stage is outside.
It's like Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah. It is. It's Shakespeare on the Bluff, because that's where my school is, on the Bluff.
They're like, it's like Shakespeare people, hold on, I got it. Okay. It's like people dressed as Shakespeare, but they're just playing Texas Hold'em. They have two twos.
Yeah.
They have a 2 and a 3.
I'll get there.
No, I'll explain it. Okay. They have a 2 and a 3 diamond and club. That's a bad hand. So they're like, I'll bet 1,000 because there's a bluff.
It's a bluff.
Fuck.
You honestly gave me the best advice where you just like make fun of yourself mid-joke. People love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People love that. I'll get there. No, let me try again. I love that shit. And people on my team always make fun of me too. They're like, really? You went with that?
Because also I think when I was younger, people made fun of me because like people just make fun of people. And yeah. Then once you start making fun of yourself, when someone makes fun of you, you're like, I already got there, sucker.
Uh-huh.
Piece of shit. And then you start bawling.
God damn it. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I hopefully will be directing a play at the end of next year.
Shut up.
I want you to come see that.
When is it?
You don't know yet? At the end of next year, it'll be in the spring. I don't know if I have it yet, but I'm really close with the director, and I'm like
you
the
didn't director of the. You just want to direct it?
Yeah, it's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
That's the play?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a musical, and I really want to direct it.
That would be awesome. I would love to see it.
It would give me so much joy. And it would be my last semester at LMU. So.
This would be sad if, like, because you're saying all this future stuff, and then this is out, and then everybody, and then you just die.
Jesus Christ.
I'm saying it would be sad. Why are you laughing?
And then you just die.
It happens to the best of us. We're going to end it on that. What a way to go, dude.
What a way to go? Is that also a reference to death?
To death, yeah.
Okay.
You're on an airplane. Oh my gosh. We're gonna die. What a way to go. Nice to meet you. Show me a bit on your phone, and I did an open mic recently. Someone recorded it. I want to show you just one joke, not the whole thing.
Yeah.
It didn't get a laugh because everybody bombed, but I love the joke. So I'll show you that. But thank you for doing this episode.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I'm in your house.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go.
It's a double thank you. I give it to you, you give it to me.
There we go.
So we each get one.
Okay. Alright, this has been episode 81.
Thank you.
Bye. What if I don't end it?
No, end it.
What if I don't
end it? Please.